Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hot Box Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hot Box Sauna, Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax, and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately. What's the deal with that?
It's unreal. The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
That sounds fancy. What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
Right, now I'm definitely intrigued. But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates, or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed, and ready for anything.
Sign me up. Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin, and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session, and don't forget to follow them on Instagram, @thehotboxsauna, for some serious sauna inspiration.
That sounds class. I'm sold. That's it. I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Boom.
Right. So this week's Talking More Bollocks. Tomorrow though is the big day. TBX is launching.
We've actually had to have a couple of special guests for the Force Field bonus episodes. We'll say no more, but we know he's going to love the guests. So they joined us for the bonus episodes. So when yous sign into TBX for the first time, there's going to be a couple of bonus episodes waiting on yous. There's going to be three bonus episodes waiting. There's going to be two full video of main episodes that we know yous love. These episodes, they're going to be sitting there waiting on yous as well. And then as the week goes on, there will be full video of the main episodes for the foreseeable and extra bonus episodes.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's bonus episodes, TBX episodes, main episodes on a Thursday. And there'll be much, much more to come. As we said, we're only finding our feet. We're getting her up and running.
And don't forget, £4 a month, boys. As Calvin would say, less than €1 a week.
She's right. You know what I mean?
When you break the mats down,
yep.
I hear what he's saying, but it's €1 a week.
48 quid a year, it's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, so that's €1 a week.
Less than €1 a
that's
week.
That's one... That's about €1 a week. Can we settle on that?
Yeah, you say it's about €1. Yeah, it's 92 cents, but here we are.
So, in the TBX bonus episodes, what we will be bringing in, after you have listened to these ones, we want you to send us in voice messages, if you want. Only if you are comfortable to, you aren't forced. But if you want to ask us a question, you can still send the email to talkingbollocks@gowloud.com.
We're talking early noughties.
I don't want them to think that's the only way that they can get a question. Okay. You get me?
We're talking early noughties phone show kind of days.
Yeah, Adrian Kendi. We're just going to cause havoc.
Yeah, that's all we want. No. Chaos. £4 a month. Get on.
Yeah, so if you want to send us voice messages, send them in.
And as we said, this is going to grow. So we're just trying to suss it out at the start. So bear with us. We'll flesh it out and it's going to be bleeding grey.
Yeah.
Right, we'll kick this week off then, will we?
Let's go. Straight in. Any questions?
Jade was on to us.
Up, Jade.
Slightly linked to last week, so I'll allow it.
The name of the bonus episode was class, by the way. The subtle lad not giving a duck, yeah. Very good. Yeah, I'll give you that. And someone said,
give me that.
Owen's topic bands mean nothing.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't listen, last week was wall to wall animal talk.
And shapes.
I'd never banned shapes.
No.
I banned shapes.
It was just senior infants kind of stuff though, wasn't it? It really was.
Whereas I have to say, it was one of my favourite bonus episodes.
I really enjoyed it.
I was listening to it going, I am educated. Like
one dimensional.
Yeah. But I said one dimensional. I seen the clip of it and I was like, who's at the bringing him to the studio? That's the lion.
Oh, okay. Jade was on to us, right?
Yeah.
Jade says, herself and her boyfriend bought a house, got the keys in September. Took a long time.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Naturally, very excited, rushed straight to the house today. They got the keys. Said we were in the house all of 2 minutes when we realised there was a strange noise out the back garden coming from the shed.
No, this is never good.
They were a bit freaked out, had a bit of a debate over what to do. She says we opened the shed door to find, and she sent us a video.
I know what it is.
A duck.
A fox.
Halfway between those two things.
Wait, what?
German Shepherd.
A fuck?
What the fuck is that thing?
Chicken.
Roosters.
Roosters. Two roosters in the shed.
Wait, she had to buy this gaff?
Yeah, she bought the gaff. She had bought the gaff. She heard the noise, went out the shed. And she also says there was a big deal when we were viewing the house about how the shed was just too packed to let us interview it.
So your man who owns the gaff is after forgetting to clear out the shed to take his roosters.
Or he, I don't know, yeah. Yeah.
Or else he's up to no good is what you were saying.
Oh, there you go.
That's mad.
No, it's a bit odd like.
Hang on a second.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bit sound on it.
It's proper loud as well though.
They're jumping around.
You're playing that because you're getting some... placed by that.
Yeah, yeah. That's tickling your fancy.
Yeah.
You're getting placed.
Please.
I know a fella who used to have one. When we lived in the flats, so Lord's house, our flats faced the back of the houses on Summerhill. All right?
Uh-huh.
So if you're coming down Summerhill, the houses on the left-hand side, their back gardens used to go on to face our flats. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And one of them fellas used to have a rooster, and that's all you'd hear. You'd be lying in bed, forcing them on, that's all you hear. And you're like, oh my God. Good impression, though.
Yeah, but I was wearing headphones for that.
But yeah, he used to have one.
Really? And he got away with that?
Yeah.
Nobody went around.
Well, you get away with a lot in town. I was only thinking this because, you know, when you hear people complain about the neighbours making noise and music and all, like, no one ever complains in town. Like, if you had a party every single night in town, no one would complain.
Yeah.
You just go on with it. You just go on with it.
And you know the flat.
Yeah.
So you'd go, and they're always having a session up there. They're legends, like.
You have a question for me?
Calvin, a couple of people got onto us about this one.
Oh, boys.
I feel partially responsible for this because I should have spotted this when you said it. And when I edited the episode as well. Or Ed probably edited it and I listened back to it. None of us spotted it, right? We all missed it. When you two were talking about Terry and his new car and his lack of license and all that, and you were just asking generally what he understands the rules of the road, you asked him.
I have him.
Go on.
Go
on.
I said yield.
Yeah.
To slow down.
To stop.
You said stop.
I said slow down, boys. Listen back.
Because it means slow down.
Stop. Yes. Go on.
No, boys. So my point is, no one corrected me because someone said to me, you said yield. This actually person got it wrong then. So this person said, you said yield means slow down and none of them corrected you. And I was like, well, is it not slow down? They were like, no.
What's the question?
Sorry, go on.
Right. So you asked them, what's an orange light mean?
Yeah. It's stop unless it's unsafe to do so.
Yeah, but apparently in the episode you said...
He said that.
The opposite.
Go
unless it's unsafe to
do. He said go and I goes, it's actually stop unless it's unsafe to do.
No,
so.
But you didn't.
Well, the people
must have been, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. You did say go unless it's unsafe.
Stop if it's safe to do so.
Yeah.
But you may proceed if it's unsafe to stop suddenly.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you would have failed as well.
Right, I have one from last week we talked. Last week the...
Sorry, you know. Have eight people.
The pyramid.
I don't really. Go on.
The sphere.
Yeah.
The square.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden.
A lot of people reacting to all that, yeah.
Yeah.
We had one suggestion. Connor suggested they should have called it the Vegas sphere now. And they should have called it the X-sphereance.
You're going to have to break that down to me, why? And then it already sounds good. So I like the...
If I came out with that as a joke, there'd be tuts and eye rolls all over the
You can hear the eye rolls from floor three.
Experience.
Experience, yeah.
Book
up. Oh, experience.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I like it. It was clever. Oh, I'm having it, boys. I don't care.
Connor also said he was... he didn't like the name of the sphere and he was seriously annoyed by it.
No, I like him. It was he.
And Connor's nickname is actually Square, so.
Is it? Really?
By coincidence, yeah.
I'm not having that now.
Another update I was looking for. How's the car?
No, don't bring it up like
that. Don't bring it up like that.
Because you've asked this every episode.
There's been two episodes since you bought the car.
And in fairness, it's a week by week basis.
Yeah.
So he is right.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. Left her open. Yeah.
Go on.
Rookie mistake number one today. Just pulled at the card on, it was open. And I was in it the day before, do you get me? Just left her open. But you can't even rob a car nowadays, can you?
No, I only take what's in it, really.
And there's nothing in the car.
Yeah.
Someone could have gone into it.
Had a sleep.
Yeah, had a good kip.
Yeah.
But yeah, I left the car door open. That's that update. But car's still there. Car's in good nick, yeah. Can't wait to drive it. Did the theory test once. The app.
What'd you get?
26, bro. First ever yoke.
What's the pass score?
35.
Like. Mm. Now, it's not too... Well, I think it's terrible, but the two people I said it to today said, for your first go, it's not bad. Two of them got lower in their first ever goes.
Any tractor questions?
Yeah. There was only like three or something though. Mm. And here, funnily enough, going up Manor Street yesterday, two tractors back to back come down the road. I was like, now if I was in the car there, they'd have been bollocksed if we had the location track that thing on. Two tractors back to back, yeah.
The tractor tracker.
Yeah. On Manor Street, Owen. You're driving a tractor down Manor Street for?
It's always Manor Street. It's like you live in a cartoon.
Yeah.
No, I live on Manor Street.
You know, like in a sitcom, they're always in the same place.
Yeah.
Having lunch.
Yeah.
Like they have about four sets, so everything happens
in those four places.
Everything you ever hear about his life, it's on Manor Street.
Yeah.
I can see heat on Manor Street.
I know it is. It is like a Twilight Zone on. It is.
It's always Manor Street.
It is.
And it's gentrified, right? But it's still like it's half gentrified, still half nuts. So you don't know what you're going to get on it. Mm. You know, there's lovely coffee shops. And there's people killing each other outside the lovely coffee shop. Do you get me?
Would you like a question?
Go on, bro.
Stephen wants to know. Stephen from Talla.
Yeah, Steve from Talla. Yeah, I like that. He's rough.
Would you rather live in Lucan or be a Garda?
Great question. Fantastic question. That's a fantastic question.
I don't have an issue with Lucan. I'm moving to Lucan. If you could have offered me, you could have said, like, sleep in a bed of nails for 19 years of beer cup. I'm sleeping in the nails.
That copper that you know was from Lucan.
What copper?
Remember the one who stopped you out in 40? You do know him, I'm talking about.
In 40?
He listened to the podcast, you know?
Oh, right. I thought you meant like he was at the dragging me over.
No.
I dragged over in 40.
Nearly sure he's from Lucan, yeah. There you go. So there's a copper from Lucan who listens to this.
There's a few coppers that listen.
True.
Don't know what their intentions are now, but they're listening.
They're supporting them, eh? 30.
Oh, I'm going to get you back by the end of this.
But yeah, I'd rather live in Lucan.
Okay, let's see. Derek wants to know, if someone came up to you at the start of the year and said they would offer to pay you €500 per sly dig you receive throughout the year, how many sly digs would you take? You never know when they're coming or how. Could be two in a day, or they could be spaced out days, weeks, or months apart. And they change person. So the deliverer of the sly dig changes.
That was going to be my question, is who's giving me a sly dig?
You don't know.
That's all part of the mystique, yeah. Isn't it? Like you could be queuing up in the queue and like, oh, hell yeah. Bang, sly dig, soon just home back around.
Or and a
coffee everywhere.
Could be a 12-year-old.
Could be.
Or it could be Kiva Cross.
Could be.
Don't know if I hate the gamble, bro.
And 500 quid as well, yeah.
Even if you agree to one, if they wait until the end of December to give that to you, you're spending the whole year waiting for that dig.
Mm.
Now, at the end of the day, it's only a dig. It's not how many times are you getting stabbed during the year.
People have died from a punch?
No, of course they have, but I've took many of them.
And especially a sly one, so you're not going to be able to like tense up or expect it.
Imagine I'm sitting here now, Dagen Clarity comes in and just gives me an overham right in the back.
You could be in the queue by the pitchers, Terry. What film do you want to go and see, love? Smack!
Wake up in the matter.
That film was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
No.
The anticipation. Even if I signed that contract now.
500 quid as well.
I'd be on edge forever. And I've took a few sly digs over the years, boys. They're not nice.
And the fright as well.
Oh, it's the fright more than the dig.
Do you want the next question?
Go on.
This is from Kira from Swords. So, Kira has a bit of a go at me here. So, Kira says, would you rather, every time you make a joke, brackets, we know Calvin loves a good dad joke.
Yup.
Someone in the room immediately starts explaining why it's not funny in great detail, and you can't showcase your frustration towards them, e.g. you can't box the head off them. Or, every time you share any opinion or story to anyone, friends, family on the stage at a live show. Producer Owen is always there to fact check your opinion or story each time. So if Terry says a coconut latte cost him a fiver and Stony Batter, Owen pipes up and states it was actually $4.75.
She's not wrong here. She's been in Stony Batter very recently.
That's very close to home.
I feel like that's an unfair characterization of
of you.
No, I think it's a little.
I think that's very close to home. Then both them scenarios. I feel like she's been in here before. Does she walk here? I don't believe that's her name is really Kira. Check is that Ed Smith writing emails?
And here's the thing, Alan. I actually enjoy when you do a fact. I love when I make a statement with my whole chest and then Alan's like, that's just not true. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
No, I hate when he goes down into the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Where I could be like, did you see what happened out there? Bleeding thousands. And Alan be like, so there was thousands of people on South William Street. I'd be like, no, Alan, like, it's a figure of speech.
That
mate.
Didn't happen.
No, but it's a possibility. I can see where he's getting at.
You know what I mean, Harry? He does this all the time. He's like, you're over exaggerating. I'm like, it's just a figure of speech, pal. It wasn't that deeply.
Like. Again,
I think that's an exaggeration in itself.
Yeah. Look, we're over look, right now. Look. Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Anyway, pick one.
Sorry. Well, pick what?
I'd rather be fact checked. Just to know, like.
Down. There's not worse if you make a joke, bro.
And someone trying to lead nitpick your joke.
There's not worse. Or even if someone gets offended. Even if it's risky, like.
Yeah.
Because you know there's no bad intentions, you know, when someone's bleeding joking.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We've all had that before, you know, when you say something and someone's like. I didn't mean
shrub you,
dope, yeah.
You're in the wrong company, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with the fact check. Yeah. I don't mind being fact checked, but yeah.
Take the fact check.
I actually
yeah.
think it's funny.
Yeah.
Especially when I fully believe something. Because sometimes I'm like.
Like your man.
Flying cars in Kildare.
See, a man in Galway was 118.
I wasn't far off.
Oh, Kildare.
Yeah. I was lifted over for that.
Yep.
And that's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions wherever you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Don't forget to sign up to TBX tomorrow. You'll get 3 bonus episodes, 2 video main episodes, and this is going to be a weekly thing. So extra bonus every week, video of the main episode every week, and we want to hear your voice messages. We want you can send your emails in here as long as you want, but on TBX we want to actually hear the questions coming from you. So £4 a month, get on, sign up.
And actually 2 of the full video main episodes that are going to be sitting there waiting on you are going to be Dr. Richard Hogan, which got a huge response, people loved it, and one of my personal favourites since the very very start, Shane Todd. What a fucking episode, what a bloke. Them 2, the videos of them 2 main episodes are going to be sitting there waiting on you. So go on to TBX now. £4 a month, boom.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately. What's the deal with that?
It's unreal. The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
That sounds fancy. What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
Right, now I'm definitely intrigued. But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed and ready for anything.
Sign me up. Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session and don't forget to follow them on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna for some serious sauna inspiration.
That sounds class. I'm sold. That's it. I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.